J.M. Smucker is out with its latest earnings report, highlighting strength in Meow Mix, cat food, Uncrustable snacks, and Cafe Bustelo coffee. But the company's outlook is garnering some attention this morning on Wall Street. Citing mostly supply chain inflation, J.M. Smucker cut its full-year earnings and free cash flow guidance. Let's dive in here with J.M. Smucker, President and CEO Mark Smucker. Mark, always good to see you here. So, look, the fundamentals in many parts of the business, they look pretty solid. Cat mix, Uncrustables, many parts of the coffee portfolio. But it looks like you did see a good bit of cost inflation in the quarter. What areas of the business surprised you on this front?
So, Brian, first of all, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. The fundamentals of our business are very strong, and we grew all of our U.S. retail businesses, even our away-from-home businesses, as folks begin to travel and schools are coming back in session. All of our business did grow top line, and so you would have seen about a 1% comparable growth year over year and 6% versus 2 years ago. So clearly the fundamentals, the brands are strong. We continue to invest in our business, and we actually have started to recover some of these cost increases through pricing actions as well as productivity. However, the inflation that we're seeing is beyond what we expected. And so we will continue to price to recover, working very closely with our retail customers to ensure that we can pass along those cost increases, which will lag somewhat the costs themselves.
Are you confident, just looking at the guidance, you did cut it versus prior expectations. Are you confident that you won't have to cut it again based on where you are in terms of inflation?
Yes, we are confident. You know, there's a lot of volatility. We have had some unique weather events as well in both Brazil and here in the U.S. and the Pacific Northwest, which have affected our business. But we do feel that our current revision to our profit guidance is appropriate. And again, continuing to invest in our business to support and continue to grow our top line.
Mark, it's Julie here. I wonder if you could give us a little bit more color around those costs, where you're seeing the biggest increases, both geographically and in what items, and then what kind of visibility you have as to which ones are going to be most enduring.
Sure. So first of all, it's across the board in our entire industry. So all of our peers and competitors are experiencing similar impacts to both ingredients, packaging, transportation. There are some labor challenges. And so all of that is factoring in here. And we are just, the most important thing for us is to remain focused on executing the business. Our people have done an unbelievable job managing the supply chain tightness, the tightness in transportation, all the way through to the retail shelves. And it's really because of the discipline that we have had to execute that we have had success through the pandemic and will continue to going forward.
And Mark, I'm curious if you could just maybe give us some color on what the business looks like on a two-year stack. We've seen that from a lot of different companies, you know, across industries, and just a sense of what trajectory you guys are on today versus where you were pre-pandemic. Obviously, a huge event for the packaged foods business that you guys are in. But, you know, how do those kind of trends stack up?
Sure. So I mentioned earlier that on a two-year stack basis, our total sales are up 6%, and that is backing out some of the noise around our divestitures. Coffee up 8%, pet up 3%, and our consumer foods business, which is peanut butter and jelly and Uncrustables, up 4%, 4% being on a year-over-year basis, but all of those businesses being up on a two-year stack basis. So very, very strong growth.
Mark, since we last spoke, coffee bean prices have really accelerated in many respects, gone through the roof. How have you had to take price increases in a Folgers, Cafe Bustelo, and if you have, how much have you taken?
Yeah, so we have already taken some pricing on our entire line of coffee. I would tell you that the costs, although they are increasing, they are far from record highs. And so although we continue to see increases into the future, we do believe that we will be able to price for those. And again, if you look at our portfolio, Folgers as a mainstream, iconic sort of anchor brand for the category, our brands of Bustelo as well as Dunkin' are really driving the growth across the portfolio, as well as our K-Cup business on all brands.
You know, a fun last one for you. So I noted, so in the quarter for you, peanut butter was a strong area of business for you, but fruit spreads were down. Now, when I think of the two, I'm thinking peanut butter and jelly here. Are people just eating sandwiches with peanut butter and forgetting the fruit spread? Have you decoded this at all?
Well, thanks. You know, our total consumer business, as I said, did grow 4%, and we did continue to grow share in fruit spreads. So peanut butter and jelly obviously go hand in hand. And as consumers have shifted to convenience items, our Uncrustables business continues to be on fire. We've had 29 consecutive quarters of growth on Uncrustables, and we continue to invest in capacity because we see a lot more future growth. In the next few years, we should exceed $500 million in sales on Uncrustables alone.
Wow, I remember when that first launched. That is a product that has definitely come a long way since I remember it. We'll leave it there. James Smucker, President and CEO, Mark Smucker, always good to see you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brent.